Oh, I'm Mark Smith from Unlocking Potential at Plymouth University. I'm sat here in PIC to talk about e-commerce with...
I'm Chloe Thomas, author of E-commerce Master Plan, and I'm looking forward to the debate.
Mike Phillips. don't know, really. I do web-based design. I also have a shop of my own, and I work for a database company.
Dan Hedgeth, Insight Digital. We're an e-commerce development agency. Specialise on Magento.
Toby Parkins, UK NetWeb, and we work with a number of different e-commerce platforms and a number of different people that have online shops and things.
Lovely, and we thought we'd record this for the benefit of people who couldn't make it here tonight to the Poole Innovation Centre to take part in the discussion. And we wanted to really stress for anybody thinking of coming to these discussions in future, they're not always essentially technical discussions. Discussions about principle, about how things work in terms of the areas that we discuss, which tonight is e-commerce. Just before we started the tape rolling, we were talking about the different nature of e-commerce experiences, and Toby was talking about the way in which people sometimes dive in. Toby, did you want to say a bit more about that?
Yeah, I mean, I noticed certainly about 10 years ago, a lot of people were just getting an e-commerce website. There'd been a lot of discussion about it. I think government were pushing it quite hard. And actually, even now, you know, there's more online activity in the UK than there is in many other European countries. What happened, and I think there were some grants at the time which kind of match-funded people if they were getting an e-commerce website. And so loads of people were jumping in and getting websites, but then they were forgetting that they hadn't got enough product, or they hadn't thought about marketing, or they hadn't really thought about the logistics, who's going to process the orders, who's going to actually answer the emails, answer the phone if somebody's got a question, or you know, and all of the other things around e-commerce, they hadn't really thought about that. And it was and you still see, I mean, I still see that a little bit today actually, where people, you know, they've tried e-commerce and now they've sort of said, well, it didn't really work for me. But I'm seeing people then actually approaching it from a lean perspective, which is where you do the sort of minimum viable product, or the absolute minimum to get you to the next step. So we've been working with somebody recently who's they had a website, for all singing or dancing website, it wasn't really doing anything for them and they wanted to move forward. And so actually, they started putting product on eBay, and then the managing director saw that all of a sudden there was a new sales stream in his, a new heading in the monthly sales and management accounts, and said, "Well, this sounds really good. I think we ought to perhaps do a bit more on this." And you know, and then got them doing some proper. Well, they did a little bit more work on that area, and a little bit of work on some SEO, and they got some, you know, a little bit better results, slightly better results. And then they actually hooked up with Rob and did some, you know, some proper online marketing AdWords and things. And you know, and all of a sudden, their sales per month were the same as the previous year's sales. And they started thinking, wow, this is like a proper, and all of a sudden, literally a business that was doing, you know, not a lot, should we say, not enough to make it worthwhile, suddenly turned into £1 million turnover business. Or, you know, the e-commerce side of it, you know, literally just went from doing not enough to fund a website, clearly, into this is a serious arm of this business, doing a seven-figure turnover. But actually, the steps along the route there are actually quite interesting.
So these steps, I mean, Chloe, you've written about e-commerce.
Yes.
So as a novice in the technical field, the first step into eBay sounds like somebody else doing all the hard work for you. Is that a common route into?
I think one of the problems in the e-commerce world is that a lot of people think e-commerce is the panacea, it will fix their business. They go, oh, we'll just open a shop and it'll all be fine. Whereas it is a totally different strategic approach to doing wholesale or to doing traditional retail. But those I see succeeding well in the small business space are those who start by going onto a platform, not by trying to reinvent the wheel. So by platform, I mean eBay, Amazon, Shopify, Magento installations. So they're not trying to create a brand new website from scratch. They're taking something that already works and spending their time and effort on actually making the business work, not trying to create the perfect website. So you see a lot of businesses who'll go, well, we're special. We have to have our own code. We couldn't possibly use someone else's code. Who then lose all their money and spend all their time and effort trying to create the perfect website whilst not actually getting any traffic to it. So I think the journey as a whole that Toby was outlining is quite real, but not everyone necessarily goes to the marketplace because that's not necessarily right for everybody's strategy. But it's a great way of testing the market.
I think it's quite interesting from the point of view of just understanding people's motivation and how it changes when it becomes an online retail experience. I can't think of anybody that would really, if they were just starting out in retail, in a physical sense, in the physical world, would really spend a whole load of time making sure the front of the shop was painted correctly without thinking whether there's anything inside to sell or a till or something else.
Going straight for prime retail positioning with several thousand square feet.
Yes.
It's not what you'd do in the real world to start off.
So, are there many lessons from the real world that come into the e-commerce world?
I would have thought so. It's probably quite a few. I think definitely, as Chloe said, and Toby's have touched on as well, is you don't have to go in all guns blazing. you wouldn't sort of open up your main high street store, sort of your lead store on Oxford Street is your first one, you'd sort of start in more provincial.
Not unless you're really bold. I mean, if you're
and an obscene amount
Mr.
of money.
Selfridge or something like that.
I think you can take samples of that. I mean, I don't think you even, when someone mentions e-commerce, they immediately think of their own e-commerce website. E-commerce is just selling anything through anywhere. So why bother spending any money on a website until you sample the market? And you can do that with what was it, 10 quid for an eBay shop, I think. Amazon Marketplace.
So it's quite economical to get to entry level stuff. Is that cheap then? I mean, £10.
Yeah, it's really straightforward. And then don't put all your stock on there. So if you could go with
why not put all your stock on there?
Because the amount of time and effort to do that is probably ineffective against sort of if you are just trialing something, you don't need to have it all on there, and that would probably put you off, because if you're a high street store, you've probably got, I don't know, 10,000 SKUs, 20,000 SKUs if you're
stock keeping units.
And putting that into a spreadsheet, upload that to eBay, images, everything that goes with it is huge. So sample products, get them on there, see what sells. If there's traction, sell a few more, spread it out a bit, and then once you've actually built some kind of revenue stream, then you could look to invest in a site.
If you put a third of what you're thinking about putting on, or 10% of what you're thinking about putting on, and actually put the remaining effort into marketing.
Yeah, do it well. So good pictures, write a good description. Don't sort of try and save time by just using your iPhone and taking some crappy pictures. You know, get some decent shots done, write a good description, all those kind of things, and then that will show you whether there's people who like it or not. The amount of people on eBay and Amazon, you can never ever get a sample of that to your own website. So why try? Just use it as a testing bed.
But if they are passing by your storefront, your virtual storefront, make sure the images that you've used and the descriptions that you've used actually do. Technically, on Mike, you do that. You do this for a business.
If you've got a physical shop, it's easy because you take the physical product out, you stick it on the shelf, and it does its own advertising. You know, there it is in all its glory with its colours. Someone can pick it up and read the label. No, that's not the one I want. I want that one over there. Or I can go and ask for help. There's a guy at the shop. And he says, you know, I want this cleaning product to do this. Oh, yeah, you don't want that one, you want that one over there. Oh, okay. With an e-commerce site, it becomes that much, from a buyer's perspective as well, that much harder, because it's like, if you've got no image and a particularly poor description, someone's going to go there and say, well, I don't really know what it is. And then they'll go to another shop where they might be selling the same thing. Like, oh, that's what I want. So, you know, the sort of the description, the way it looks.
Need to be accurate. Need to be really entreating people to come and do stuff. So we spent our, you know, you've advised me. The four of you advised me. I've spent my 10